La Cage aux Folles is a delightful entertainment extravaganza that explodes all over the Phoenix Theater stage. It's a less formalized production than the recent Broadway revival, but it's still an outrageously fun and frolicking delight. Director Michael Barnard attracted a superb cast who execute the various roles with style as they find amazingly subtle comic moments that adds much humor to the already hysterical Jerry Herman musical. The familiar story is set in a Saint-Tropez nightclub where female impersonators cavort. The pair raised Georges' son, Jean-Michel, the result of Georges' one fling with the boy's mother. Jean-Michel announces his intention to marry Anne, the daughter of anti-gay politician Edouard Dindon and his wife Marie. Since Anne's parents are coming to meet Jean-Michel's parents, the boy wants Albin hidden. An attempt to include Jean-Michel's mother at the meeting fails, so Albin, even though hurt at his exclusion, plays the boy's mother in drag. Albin does a bit of his show, and he whips off his wig as he always ends each club show. Anne's father condemns the pair until he needs them to escape the club without the waiting reporters discovering his identity. The show boasts a stellar Herman score of catchy tunes that create the wildly entertaining musical numbers. The Phoenix Theater production uses every device to make the show thoroughly enjoyable entertainment. You are guaranteed of having great fun at La Cage aux Folles, and even though you know the silly story ends happily, it's a great framework for the smashing musical diversions. Barnard's production dazzles with overly flamboyant costumes, a frenzied staging, and delightful dances choreographed with impish flourish by Linda Love Simons. The fine cast brings off the shenanigans with superb precision and comic aplomb. Included is a chorus of show dancers, seven men and two women, who play the female impersonators. Yes, I figured out the two women, but it wasn't easy. Robert Colby Harper is a wonderfully feminine Albin, and he's hysterical as the mannered Zaza. Rusty Farrakhan is staunchly masculine as Georges, and there is a genuine feeling of love between the pair. The only misstep is Farrakhan's awful wig that fights the actor's otherwise suave and debonair take on Georges. Colin Ross's convincingly honest Jean-Michel couldn't be better. Only David Vining fizzles as he overplays and ruins Anne's uptight father, Monsieur Dindon. Elaborate sets and garishly outlandish costumes make the show's visual appeal perfect, and it looks like Phoenix Theater spent a fortune on the production. The entertainingly delightful La Cage aux Folles earns 5 stars out of 5 and continues through April 7th. For KBAQ, I'm Chris Curcio.